Issue number 16, Human Growth Hormone. Today, many unhappy youngsters and their families have their hopes pinned on what is touted as a medical fix to their problem: injections of a synthetic version of human growth hormone, or HGH. But efforts to test the drug have exploded into a medical and ethical controversy in the U.S. The chief issue: can an experiment be justified that gives a healthy child a drug simply to change his looks? The debate flared anew last week when two organizations, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and the Foundation on Economic Trends, filed suit to halt a U.S. National Institute of Health study that would give HGH to 80 boys and girls. The youngsters' pituitary glands produce typical amounts of HGH, and the children are within the normal height range for the ages 9 to 15, but they are shorter than average. The study had been suspended a year ago after the two groups accused the agency of violating United States government regulations governing research with healthy children that was resumed recently following the recommendation of a National Institute of Health advisory panel. Federal issues require that research pose only a minimal potential risk to youngsters and must glean important information about a medical condition. The study doesn't qualify the group's charge. They claim that there is little information about its long-term safety or efficacy, and furthermore, HGH therapy may increase the chances of developing cancer.